This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Surviving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is there's no money coming. This is Healthy Talk Radio that helps you get well, be well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle, so the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we'll have tomorrow. Whatever you're struggling with, just know this, that you can get better. No matter what it is, doesn't matter what it is. Remember, the body is amazing. It can thrive and it can do well. So we want to help you. That's what this show is about. Now go to our website. You'll find our show here right there. And all kinds of our team members there to help you to find out whatever you need. Whatever it is. Remember, you can really do well with your health. All you have to do is make the right decision to know what you want to do. Because eating better, exercising, moving better, all that is important. But if you make better choices, that's the key. And just learning how to do that, that's what we want to do here, is to help you make those better choices. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dan. Hi, Dan.
About a year ago, I was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver. But they said they caught it really, really early because of my gallbladder, which was so full of stones and almost ruptured. I still have my gallbladder, but was really interested in what that the apples and the juice and then what it was to take. If there's anything else with my condition, they said my liver can totally reverse and heal, but was just really wanting to know if there was anything else I could do.
Yeah, there's a couple things you can do. One is, with the liver itself, milk thistle is very, very good, very helpful. But it's the number one detoxification center in the body. And so really what it comes down to is you want to start eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis that cut down inflammation. Now, garlic is really, really good too, but you want to do low inflammatory based foods. Garlic's great. Milk thistle's really good for the liver. You also want to think about what are you doing consistently to give the liver and the body what it needs. That's the key. So the consistency of it is the bigger issue. That's what you want to look at. And so, again, the liver is that primary system in the body, organ system in the body that helps to clean out the body, like the kidneys. Kidneys do the same thing. They're a filtering system. So you want to make sure that you're supporting it in the best way possible, and that's just the consistency of your foods. Now, believe it or not, things like exercise really matter. And so the exercise that you do on a daily basis, even if it's just walking, I'll tell you another one is really good, bouncing or jumping, what we call rebounding on a mini trampoline, has been shown to be very beneficial for detoxification of the body and just supporting the body in general. It's a very easy way to do that and a simple way to do that. So I would encourage you to just look into that on a regular basis. That can make a big difference. But the rebounding, I really, really like. We see great results with that. And then your fluid intake, that's a big one as well. So supporting the liver all the way around there is very important. The reason I like exercise too, just to go back to that for just a moment, because it's not just about movement. It's about the fat burning capabilities when you start burning calories. The reason the foods are so important is because what happens is the fat can build up around the liver. It's more of a visceral fat, which is more dangerous to the body. And by eliminating that, cutting down on that, and reducing that, then it's a much better way to go. So I would encourage you to look into that as well. And again, if you need help with that, just go to our website. And we can help you figure that out. That's an easy way to go there. for sure. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. And if you want me to answer things in private, I can do that as well. When you call, just let my staff know that you want me to do that, and we'll be happy to. Anything we can do to help support you, that's what we will do, always. Now, Hendersonville, Kentucky, we had a guy named Wes that emailed in. He said, I went to the doctor, had some blood work done. He said, my enzymes are up a little bit. First of all, I'm a little confused on what that means. Well, when they say enzymes, they're usually talking about your liver, okay? And AST, ALT, two different types. And if they're a little elevated, sometimes that the docs will say, well, we'll watch and wait, okay, which means we'll do blood, you know, maybe 4 months later and check it out again, or something along those lines to see if it was maybe a false read or if there's just something going on then at the time that has resolved. There usually is more of a concern if there is like fatty liver, cirrhosis of the liver, but the numbers are usually pretty elevated, okay, not just slightly. Slightly, it could be several things going on in the body that are pretty basic. So, you know, again, you want to look at that as well, at what really could be causing it, and I would you know, work to figure that out, because that's a big deal. You know, if it's high, if it's barely elevated, just let them run the test when they do those again. Again, you can do some of the basics to take care of the liver, making sure you're drinking plenty of fluids, you're eating low inflammatory based foods, that you're exercising on a regular basis, and you're also using things like milk thistle, garlic, to support overall liver detoxification. That can make a big difference. You know, but again, don't let it worry you. That's why they said they're going to kind of keep an eye on it. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Now, exercise we know is good for us, right? I hope you do. Exercise is good. It's great for us. And there's so much that we need to do to get our bodies in the right position. But any exercise is good. And everybody likes to debate which type, high intensity, low intensity, gardening, walking, swimming. Look, if you're out moving, you're hitting a good benefit. And so that's really what we need to do on that note. So I would first and foremost begin to do that on a regular basis, because that's the key. And one of the big keys that you have to look at is how well and consistent you are. So people who are obese or sedentary, any exercise can help trim the belly fat. And we know that. Researchers have found that they took middle-aged obese adults that are regularly moving, even with half an hour of slow walking, help them shed a little bit of weight and a couple of inches from the waistline. Why? Because your waistline is your lifeline. It is. Higher intensity might sound daunting, but experts stress that it's within reason for even dedicated couch potatoes. They did these studies at the Queen's University in Ontario, Canada. They said, we didn't really have people running, but high intensity just means walking briskly on a treadmill. It's very doable for a lot of people, and researchers viewed the study and called it beautiful work. I love to hear that. So it was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. It's because so little research on intensity, on exercise intensity, is out there. It's just like, yeah, go out and walk, and that should do it. But it's more than that. I always tell people that it's like if you're late for a flight. If you've ever been kind of late for a meeting or a flight, and you're kind of that pace kind of steps up a little bit. Well, after 6 months, investigators found that all three exercise groups had lost a small amount of weight and 1 to 2 inches from their waistlines on average, but the high-intensity groups showed the best improvement in blood sugar levels. So why would the high-intensity be better for blood sugar control? They said that it has to do with improving the muscle's ability to pull sugar from the blood and into the muscle itself. Pretty amazing. And how that works. But it does work, and it gives you the best benefits all the way around. Our health is our greatest wealth. Don't forget that. It's true. It's just about making sure that we're moving on a regular basis. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing packing plants are closing, mile long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. And so it comes down to your lifestyle. Our lifestyle is our medicine so many times. All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Marty. Hi, Marty.
Talking about bruises on the back of my legs. I'm a male, 60 years old, and these swollen spots up my upper thigh between my groin, right on the top of my thigh as it bends, and I cramp all night long, and I was going next to them, and anything I should be telling my primary doctor about, well, they told me couldn't find anything. I got quick circulation, but I should be able to go to sleep well, at least one night without cramping all night.
Yeah, and that's pretty common. A lot of times what it can be, Marty, is a mineral deficiency. The thing is, we don't eat enough of our minerals that we get in our fruit and vegetables. We just don't get enough of those. Eat too many processed foods. We're not getting enough of our minerals and vitamins out of our foods. So I would get a blood test done. You can check and see what your overall minerals are. And a lot of times it could be magnesium, but there's different versions of magnesium that really can get in there. Could be potassium and some others. So instead of just randomly taking supplements, it's really good to have a blood test done to know. You know, it's good to know what you need. Good to know what your body actually needs. And that's a really good way to check it. But I would get that done. And a lot of times that can be a magnesium type piece that you want to look at. So I would get that done and just check. And that way you'll know. Because then you can know the dosage, how much to take, and plus, you'll have some good supervision underneath that, which I think is really important. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Are you struggling with the pollen that might be floating around a little bit? Of course, it comes out. You see a lot of the allergy type season in the springtime, but also you can see some of it in the fall too. There's some things that hit. But when the yellow stuff is out everywhere, what do you do? And a lot of people struggle with it. And there's a couple of things that really, really do help. One is you've got to make sure that you're using some of the local honey in the area. It's one of the best things you can do. Also, to make sure you're breaking your foods down effectively, bromelain, which is found in pineapple, really helps to break down the proteins. If you're not breaking your proteins down very well, then a lot of times you can have this excessive histamine reaction. So that's a really, really good one to use as well. Now, burdock root is another good one that you can take in a supplement form. A lot of times it's made into a homeopathic liquid, and you can utilize that. But the biggest deal is you want to avoid dairy products and wheat products during the season whenever you deal with allergies, fall, spring, whatever it is. You really want to stay off those foods because they can stimulate more histamine in the body that should be there. And when you've got excessive histamine already there, that's when everything really kicks in. And you really can kind of see that piece go into full effect. So anyway, it's a big deal. We're getting a lot of questions about that. We've got some allergy support protocols too. If you go to the website, find that there that can be helpful to you. That's for sure. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, just go to the website. We can help you any way that we can, just to be able to get you to someone in your area that can help you walk through, maybe take you by the hand and teach you a better lifestyle method, because your lifestyle is medicine. Let's go to Nora. Hi, Nora.
I'm getting off of Lexapro, so I've stopped taking it. I was down to the smallest dose. However, I'm getting sort of jitters and tingling. It almost feels like withdrawal symptoms. And I think that my blood pressure is starting to go up also, which wasn't a problem before this.
Blood pressure can go up. That's for sure. And, you know, one of the big things you got to look at, if you're wanting to wean down off your medication, and I tell anybody this, especially in our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine. And by the way, if you want to go look at our clinics, go to the centerforlifestylemedicine.com and you can check it out there. But what's interesting is when you're coming off any medication, a lot of people just want to come off of it. But you have to realize that it's taking years for you to get to the place where you are taking it. All right, so this blood pressure, cholesterol, metformin for diabetes, whatever, it's taking your body a long time to get to that place. So it's going to take a little bit of time to unwind that. But you can get it back. All right, but you have to be sensible, and you have to start with some really good lifestyle strategies that can help you really nail that down. And that's one of the main pieces that we have to look at. So first and foremost, you want to look at, in my opinion, one of the things that can help the most is, and this can be tough for a lot of people, but it's really building up a good solid eating plan. And once you do that, you're going to start figuring out what your deficiencies are, what they're not. You can get some blood work done. Your doctor can help you do that. And then get a good exercise routine going. And once you figure out the deficiencies, where your body was already deficient, which is why you needed the medication in the first place, you start building the body up. Once you give the body a good solid foundation, then you can go from there. Then the doctor can have something to wean off. A great example, somebody's on blood pressure medication. You start exercising right, eating right, and getting your body weight down. All of a sudden, you're tired all the time, half passing out. The reason you're doing that is because now the body is overwhelmed with the blood pressure medication. It's making your blood pressure go too low, and it forces your doctor to either reduce the medication or remove it completely. See, so many times we can actually get our bodies to reject the medication and to push it away. So it comes down with lifestyle. It really does. Our lifestyle is our medicine. There you go. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Your health care is on demand. Check it out. We'll be right back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that he is taking the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug that the Food and Drug Administration had warned against widespread use of, along with zinc as preventative measures against coronavirus.
You'd be surprised at how many people are taking it, especially the frontline workers, before you catch it. The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it. A couple of weeks ago, started taking it because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories.
President Trump has said he's had zero symptoms of coronavirus infection and is tested for it daily. Studies are looking into the potential impact of using the drug in combination with zinc or antibiotics. The president continues to tout the potential of a drug combination, including hydroxychloroquine, claiming that it had a real chance to be one of the biggest game changers in the history of medicine. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's been 40 years since Mount St. Helens erupted, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Except for some expert geologists who saw some warning signs, most folks in the area weren't expecting the eruption on that Sunday morning.
It did indeed, and despite the advanced planning, things did go wrong just after the eruption, catching hundreds by surprise.
That from KATU-TV news coverage on that Sunday morning.
Every available source of emergency transportation is being pressed into service to help the injured and carry out the dead.
57 people ended up dying because of the eruption. The USGS today says the mountain isn't showing any signs of any eruptions and that improvements in technology have greatly increased the ability to predict future eruptions. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Dropkick Murphys will perform a live concert from empty Fenway Park, according to the band. The show, dubbed Streaming Out of Fenway, a play on the group's song Shipping Up to Boston, will be streamed live on the band's Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter and Twitch pages on May 29th. Bruce Springsteen will also be joining them from a remote location. Together, they'll play a Dropkick Murphy song and a Springsteen song. In a post on its website, the group said it is the first band in history to play a full show in an empty sports stadium and the first to play on the dirt and grass of Fenway Park's infield. The concert, which is free of charge, will raise money for Boston's Resiliency Fund, Habitat for Humanity, and Feeding America. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Food is our medicine. I always say that, but it really is. The foods we eat every single day really do determine the kind of health we're going to have. And the great thing about foods is that there's so many of them. And if you look and break down, which we do here each and every time we talk about this, it's amazing at how certain foods can do certain things in the body. Just like eating the wrong kind of foods each and every day can bring negative health to the body. The cool thing is, if you can eat your way in, a lot of times you can eat your way out. And that's true with our lifestyle as well. So we're talking today about bananas. And really one of the most powerful fruits that we have, just because of all the different benefits that go along with bananas. I mean, they're amazing. Remember, the top cardiologist rated food is eating a banana, because it has over 400 milligrams of potassium in one banana. It's amazing. Now, I will tell you this. If you're going to eat bananas, which I do, I use them quite a bit for pre-workout or after workout. I use them around my exercise quite a bit. But bananas are great if they're more on the green side. So don't let them get too far along in the process where they have the brown spots. You don't want to eat those, because the sugar and the content and the nutrients really do shift, and they change quite a bit. So you really want to stick with the bananas that are closer to the greener color. Maybe just barely turning yellow is a better way to go. But bananas are amazing. Let's talk about it for just a minute. So they're creamy, they're rich, they're sweet, but they're loaded with potassium and fiber. Matter of fact, I said 400 milligrams. It's around 467, I believe. Only have 1 milligram of sodium. So great for blood pressure and to protect against atherosclerosis. It's an effectiveness of potassium-rich foods, such as bananas, and lowering blood pressure is demonstrated in so many different studies. Matter of fact, in the Archives of Internal Medicine, it talks about eating the high-fiber foods like bananas can help prevent heart disease. About 10,000 Americans participated in this study, and there was a reduction all the way across the board. Like 12% had less coronary heart disease, 11% less cardiovascular disease, 15% reduction in the risk of coronary heart disease, and 10% in the cardiovascular disease. Pretty amazing. So it's a soothing protection from ulcers, too. Bananas have long been recognized for their antacid effects that protect against stomach ulcers and ulcer damage. So in one study, a simple mixture of banana and milk significantly suppressed acid secretion. So bananas work very effective in supporting the gut lining, stomach lining, against ulcers. So if you have peptic ulcers or anything like that, the bananas can be very beneficial. Plus, they have what's called protease inhibitors. And these protease inhibitors can get in and completely eliminate the bacteria in the stomach. And they also bring in the good bacteria. So it gets rid of the bad, ushers in the good. And if you've ever heard of probiotics, well, the bananas have this component in them called a prebiotic. And the prebiotic really sets the stage for the digestion to be where it needs to be. It improves elimination, too. You ever eat a banana and then have to go to the bathroom? Right? So bananas actually can rapidly get the bowels moving. They have a soluble fiber in them, pectin, and it's a hydrocolloid that can really help normalize movement through the digestive tract, eases constipation quite a bit. And bananas are in the less, like when they're green, like I was talking about, if you eat a banana on the greener side, it has a glycemic index of about 30, okay? So once it gets into the riper stages where it's got the brown spots, it goes over 60. And that's when it becomes something that's not so good for you, because most fruits you want to keep under about 40. Like bananas or apples, oranges, berries, they're all under 30, okay? And it's just a good number to shoot for. So, again, with bananas, powerful, powerful food. Food really is our medicine in so many different ways. And if you want any more information, go to our website. I've got all kinds of tips and protocols that go along with that. Easy to follow here at the website. Now, one of the big things I love about bananas, which this is something I eat bananas just about every day. I really do. It's a great, great tool. I think it's one of those great tools for overall optimal health, but it protects your eyesight. The Archives of Ophthalmology talked about how the data is so strong about cutting back age-related macular degeneration by people that eat bananas every day. So about 36% in those that ate a banana every day to those that did not. And the study looked at about 100,000 women and men, kind of varied. And the antioxidants, vitamin A, C, and E, and the carotenoids on the development of early age-related macular degeneration and the neovascular age-related macular degeneration, they looked at all this. And so the intake of vegetables, the antioxidant vitamins, carotenoids, were not strongly related to the incidence and of the vision destroying disease, and it is. Now, half a cup of berries was also used, apples and plums and pears. Those are also used. But the bananas, they said, were one of the top fruits that were used. Now, you would have never thought this, that's for sure. We're talking about bananas, how powerful they are. You would have never thought, you think about milk and osteoporosis, you think maybe about take your calcium supplements and osteoporosis to build stronger bones, because osteoporosis is the softening of the bones, right? So our food, this, let me show you this. Let me show you how the foods we have and that we take in really can impact the body, okay? So I'll just tell you this before I give you this example. So with a banana, for example, we had a patient that came in. They have blood pressure probably in the 160s. They did not want to take medication. Of course, we suggested that they do that, and they had a primary care that we were working in conjunction with, and we all agreed they needed to be on the medications. But nonetheless, they were adamant that they didn't want to. Okay, so again, you suggest it, right? But then the patient has to make the decision. So they said, we want to do it natural, whatever. We hear you talk about it all the time. Now keep in mind, I'm very, very reasonable when it comes to this. I'm a natural guy. I talk about natural, doing things the most natural way, using lifestyle to control most everything in the body. And you can, outside of some stage 4 cancers and some other mental brain chemical related things. So you really can, okay? But medicine is there for a reason. And I'm a big fan of combining the two. I haven't used medication to get the major symptoms down to get the body under control. Okay, like I'm a huge fan of that. I'm not anti-medicine. People think that I am. I'm not. That's not my crusade, man. That's not my deal. I'm here to give you a better lifestyle. That's it. Period. And I believe that our lifestyle, ultimately, not a bunch of supplements, not a bunch of drugs, and not extremes of any realm. But I think we need to use all those as tools. But ultimately, you got to get off your rear end and make your lifestyle better. I can't do that for you. You have to. So getting back to this, he wanted to do it naturally. And so we used a banana, a couple of bananas every day, along with vegetables and certain foods and protocols. And there's some supplements. We used arginine and citrulline and green tea extract. There were some different combinations we did combined with blood work and some testing that we did in the office. Right, so everybody was on board. We're going to do it for like a month, and then you know if it didn't work or the body didn't respond, then he's hitting the meds, and he was cool with that. So and the primary care was cool with that. So that was what we did. So we did that, and of course added exercise. He dropped like 10 pounds, the whole 9 yards. Right, blood pressure went down to normal. Pretty amazing, right? So everybody was happy. But here's the deal: he did the work. And that's the difference. So my whole point of that is your lifestyle, if you're serious about it, but you have to be serious. People want a pill. They don't want to do the work. And that's the difference. You have to do the work. And that made a difference for him. But the cool thing about bananas, they also can help build stronger bones. This probiotic-friendly bacteria they have in prebiotics help to go in and absorb more calcium that doesn't get lost down in the colon. And the green bananas, which have these short-chain fatty acids, are amazing at doing that. They really help the body overcome a lot of the issues, but the result in the grabbing of that calcium, utilizing it, ushering it into the bones, allowing it to be absorbed a lot easier, really does make a difference. So bananas can actually build strong bones. Very cool for that. It's also great for kids in their developmental days. So bananas for kids, fantastic. Promoting kidney health through a moderate intake. One cool thing about this is that over about 190,000 cases of kidney cancer are diagnosed every year. All right. International Journal of Cancer suggests regular moderated consumption of whole fruits and vegetables, especially bananas, can be protective. So the result, they see a large population of people that utilize this fruit makes an incredible difference. Matter of fact, kidney cancer was cut by 40% in those aged 40 to 76 that ate fruit and vegetables every day. Salad eaten once a day, cut with 40% risk. And, of course, the root vegetables made some of the biggest differences along the way. So the conclusion was that moderated consumption of fruit and vegetables, especially bananas, cabbage, and root vegetables, reduce kidney cancer. Or they say may reduce it. But the bottom line is 40% reduction, that strong. And kidney renal cell carcinoma is extremely prevalent. We see it all the time. And moderate amounts of these type of foods can make a huge difference. So why not add it? Major deal. Our food is medicine. Isn't that cool? I think it's great. So more of that, you go to our website and you can check that out. Plus, if you want to find one of our lifestyle providers in your area that can help you understand how your food can be your medicine, we're here to help you. We coach people all around the country from the website, telehealth. Some people call it telemedicine. We've got natural whole food supplements and protocols, exercise routines. Anything that you need is right there at the website. Check it out. Our food is medicine. Powerful. Bananas. Eat one a day. A banana a day is a powerful tool for your health. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health. In your life. The body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the cool thing about it, is that it doesn't matter where you've been, matters where you're going. Doesn't matter what you've been struggling with. It does. I care about it. I'm just saying that you really can recover. If the body can get sick, you can unwind and help the body get well. It's about lifestyle, so our choices really do matter, and they really set the standard and can make a huge difference in our overall health and overall life. 888-283-7272. Give us a call, and we're here to help you any way that we can. Jacob up in Boston, Massachusetts. Can you tell me a way to increase my vitamin D level? Yeah, after the age of 50, Jacob, we don't absorb vitamin D the way we used to. Now, we get it through the sunlight when it hits our skin. All right, so that's something that we normally have and experience and deal with and all that. So we see that quite a bit. But the other piece that's important to note is that we need to get it from our foods. Mushrooms have a lot, but and so do a lot of certain like dairy products and vegetables. But the thing is, you're not going to get much of it. All right, supplementation is really the key. Cod liver oil has it, so fish oil has it. You get it in salmon and some other fish, but still, cod is a great fish that has it. But you really want to supplement it, and you want to mix it with K2. So, for example, there's about you do usually about 50 micrograms of vitamin K2 to every 10,000 units of vitamin D3. Okay, so you want to mix those two. There's been numerous studies that the vitamin K2 protects the arteries from any potential calcification that can happen with the vitamin D. So yeah, that's a crucial part that we see that you have to maintain. So I would look at that for sure when it comes to it, because one of the big keys you got to look at overall in the long term is making sure that there's balance, right? And vitamin D is such a critical piece, and it may take, just depends on what your number is, but it may take quite a bit of vitamin D, and it takes usually about 3 to 4 months to get it back up where it needs to be. Okay? That's a big key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. All right. Do you sit a lot? If you do, just know this. This is kind of wild. And I think these studies have come out recently because probably in the last 20 or 30 years, we sit more than we ever have before. So new study finds that sitting less can extend your life. Brazilian researchers analyzed data in about 54 countries that people that sit more than 3 hours a day to 3.8% of deaths from all causes. So limiting sitting time to less than 3 hours a day would increase a person's lifespan by an average of 2 months. So the study adds growing evidence that sitting too much can be a health threat. And the report appeared recently in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. Study authors estimated the effects of less time spent sitting, regardless of moderate to physical activity. Even a modest 10% reduction in sitting time, for instance, 30 fewer minutes a day, could have immediate impact, the researcher said. So, for example, 50% decrease in two fewer hours can make an overall impact. So there's all kinds of evidence, but the reality is you want to not sit as much. I mean, we know that it shortens our lifespan, so at the end of the day, don't be sedentary. You got to get moving. The body has to be moving. It was designed to move. And the more we sit, I believe the more we lose with our health and our life. So we have to get up and get our bodies moving. It's critical. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call. Let's go to Brad on the phones. Hi, Brad.
Recently diagnosed with prostate cancer, PSA about 15, scheduled next week for an initial appointment at a proton treatment therapy center. Just wanted to see if you're familiar with the proton treatments and kind of get in you.
Yeah, very familiar with them. And there's the outcomes on those treatments are usually pretty good. So, you know, depending on who's doing it, a lot of the places now, of course, is pretty much standard of care with it. So, but the treatments tend to be pretty good. The bigger question is, what are you doing on the preventative side? Right. So it's one of those things where, as a guy, you want to do everything you can to maximize your health and maximize everything that you're taking in to support your body. Right. So my whole adage is avocados contain this component called beta-sitosterol. I get guys all the time. They say, man, you love those avocados. Well, the thing is, it's loaded with, if you look at any of the supplements that are out there, the ones that really make an impact for prostate have a component in them called beta-sitosterol. Well, beta-sitosterol is loaded in avocados. I mean, it's like extremely high. So eating an avocado every single day can help your prostate overall. It's one of those foods that you just want to keep with you. That makes a big difference. Salt, palmetto, zinc, pumpkin seed oil, those are all really good as well. So that's one of the major keys you want to look at. All right, hope that helps. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, your health care is on demand. If you go to our website, there you can find all our original health programs, TV, radio, podcast, everything to empower your health and empower your life.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.